Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Little Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base. I mentioned my newsletter, I think. Be sure to subscribe to that. And our poll question. Don't forget to take our poll question. It's right on the homepage. Lots of stuff there. Every week is a different poll question on that section right there. And so we'd like to know what you think. Check it out and give us your answer. When you click on it, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Mike Johnson is with us. Mike, that's diamonddynamic.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And the book is called Cracking the Boys Club Code. Mike, you're trying to help women understand how to crack our code, aren't you? How to get through and are you trying to get them to help them compete with us or just deal with us or manage us? What's the deal?
Well, I think for the corporations these days is that if we don't utilize each other's strengths, it's to our own peril. People have so many different options these days. They can leave, and there's yep. Telecommuting and stuff like that. And people leave for one basic reason, and that is that they don't feel like they're appreciated.
That's the historic number one reason for decade after decade. New economy, old economy, human beings still need that connection, don't they?
Exactly.
And women more than men, I think, don't you?
Well, I mean, that is their nature. Is much more communication and relationships. They're much more relationship based than men are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that men don't appreciate other people. Obviously, we do, but it's at a different focus. We're more focusing on power. They're and competing. They're more focusing on collaboration and cooperation. Well, if you look at the two and put those two together, you really do have a very good organization.
Mm-hmm.
One combines the good internal communication, cooperation, appreciation for each other, and the other is a command and control, which is necessary to balance the relationships.
Mike, when we went to the break, you told us about two things that are important to women. Tell us what those are again.
Well, they need to a detail. They need a lot of they like detail. If you imagine you remember the old Dragnet series where
yeah, just the facts,
the
man.
Woman would get talking, and Joe Fidey would say, "Just the facts, man. Just
yeah.
the facts." Well, it's very. It's very.
That works. Tremendous. That works for me really well with my wife. By the way, she loves it when I say that, Mike.
yeah, right. But you know, the fact of the matter is, and I've got a bunch of brain stuff in the workshops I do, and men and women's brains are different. We all have the same structures, but they are wired very differently.
Well, I found out one of my brain experts, Mike, says Judy Glaser says that women have 40% more connective tissue.
That's correct.
Between the brain, each side of the brain. And basically what she said was they have this this strong desire to serve that 40% extra. I mean, that needs to be connected. Those connections need to be met.
Absolutely. And on the other hand, men have, more of the raw or the gray area, which is the raw computing power. And so when we focus on one thing, we can devote a lot of resources to it, but we don't have a lot of connections. So if you want to change subjects with men, because we don't have all this connective tissue, you need to allow us. Women need to allow us to, save that program and open up a new one.
You used the word inclusion. I think that was one of the words you used before.
Yes.
Tell us how that manifests in women.
Well, women are very relationship-based. They understand that there's a more holistic approach to business than just business itself. They need to understand the personal part of the thing. They want to make sure that everybody has a voice that's heard in the organization. And that's very powerful within corporations. Men tend to cut other people off once they've made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, people get sick of that. And, you know, because there is
people
a
get
lot
sick of which
options,
one? People get sick of which one?
Oh, they get sick of being cut off and not being included.
Ah.
Okay? And not being heard.
Right.
Both men and women.
Right.
And I think one of the things that's happening right now is you're not seeing it so much, and I think it's a hidden, latent issue, and that is this, oh, I've heard a couple of different words, but one's called presenteeism, and that is people hanging around, keeping their head down in corporations.
Presentism?
Presenteeism.
Presenteeism. All right.
And that is they're sitting around waiting for the economy to change so that they can leave.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think that's a phenomenon right now.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a lot of fear inside that phenomenon too, and therefore not much productivity.
Well, exactly.
And certainly not much creativity.
Exactly. And so
Among men and women? You think it's equal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know that the men, I'm not downgrading men, but in general, men, this is not something that men are going to be thinking about so much because it's getting, winning the battle, going on to the next one. Women are very intuitive on making sure that everybody's heard, included, feeling good, where mm-hmm. the status is. They're very good at that. I mean, it's second nature to
but
them.
But sometimes, and that's important. There's no question that there are times when that's important. But I think I'm going to come back to what I said before. Sometimes guys need to know when they should slow down and get more detail. And sometimes women need to say, you know, maybe I need to speed up and just hit the high points at this moment. It's we got to figure out how to work this out, folks. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to make it together. Tintail, right back with Mike Johnson. His book is called Cracking the Boys Club Code. And that's DiamondDynamic.com. I'm at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.